We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. It's time for our chat with the National Bison Association. I got Dave Carter on the line. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Dustin, how are you?
Doing well. So you guys had your big winter conference, and everything's kind of wrapped up there now. So tell us how that went and kind of give us a recap.
Well, we're still trying to catch our breath, Dustin. We had the largest conference that we've had for, gosh, a long, long time. The largest one this century, let's put it that way. We had close to 600 ranchers and marketers, and just bison enthusiasts, come into Denver here about a week and a half ago for the National Bison Association Winter Conference. And we spent about 3 days going through a lot of information. What was encouraging, about 20% of the folks attending our conference were first-time attendees and were new, our new producers. A lot of interest of people in the bison business. And the other good thing is about 20% of the attendees are folks that have been there for at least 12 years or more. And so the ability to hook up these newcomers with some experienced producers and share the information. We had lots of sessions on handling and selecting animals, getting the right type of fencing, all the kind of basics that, that folks need to have. But along with the folks that came in for our conference, we had about 140 head of live bison come into the National Western Stock Show for our annual show and sell. And that was a great event as well. A lot of new consignors, a lot of new buyers. So a lot of good things happening right now.
And definitely a good chance for people to you know, get some new head for their herd and call out some of the other ones and kind of just get the herds freshened up, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we always stress that, you know, if you're building a successful business, it starts with the genetics of a good animal. And we had folks bring some great animals, not only from the U.S. We had a lot of Canadian producers come down as well. In fact, those darn Canadians took home a lot of our trophies. So, you know, they brought some exceptional animals, and to have some of the producers here to be able to add those genetics into their herd was really good.
And like you said, it's a great time to get those people started out that are interested, because, I mean, getting more people involved is what you have been campaigning for in the last couple of years that we've been talking, Dave, you know, is helping get more people involved to help bring up that supply and help get to that goal of the bison 1 million.
Absolutely. And what's great is that we're seeing more people come in and the ability to work with other groups. So we had a lot of folks from the Intertribal Buffalo Council at our conference. We had the Nature Conservancy had their meetings in conjunction with ours, and a lot of their folks attended our meetings. So, you know, it's just the fact that everybody that's involved with this animal getting together and talk about how we build the herds, but also how we continue to build the business and build the what I say, the relationship with our important partners, which is the customer that's going out there buying our product.
And now, Dave, I know we spent a lot of time talking about building that industry up, but just like every other ag industry, you've got to take your time and sit with the folks in Washington and talk about the issues affecting your producers.
That's right. I'm headed back there next week, hoping to sit down on a couple of meetings. There's a couple of key issues that we're working on. Right now, of course, everybody's kind of focused on trade and what's going on with NAFTA. We're very involved because of our close relationship with producers in Canada and the fact that we don't really see ourselves as adversaries. We are a unified market. We rely on those Canadians' animals to supply our market. And so we're trying to make sure that as the NAFTA negotiations go through, that essentially they do no harm to the bison producers. But the USDA Foreign Agriculture Service has done a great job in working with us. They've got a petition in to open up the Korean market for bison again. Last year, they reopened Hong Kong. We were able to get bison into Hong Kong, and we're going to start preparing a petition to get into Japan as well. So that's all good news. But the other issue that we're really trying to work on was it came to our attention last fall that the payment rates for bison under the USDA's livestock indemnity program are really way behind the curve. We had somebody go in and file a claim for that, and under the livestock indemnity program, producers are supposed to get compensated at 75% of the market value. But the market values for bison are in many cases $800 an animal, less than what the 75% of the real market value is. And so we sat down with the Farm Service Agency in D.C. and talked to them about the developments in the bison business and in the marketplace. And they've addressed that. They're releasing some new payment rates for 2018. But meanwhile, we had some producers suffer some significant losses, particularly in the Black Hills of South Dakota in December because of the devastating fires there. And so we're going to try and get some of those rates corrected for 2017 so that those producers can enjoy the same benefits that our friends in the cattle business have under the livestock indemnity program.
All right. Well, Dave, I look forward to hearing more about how those discussions go when we talk again next month.
I appreciate it, Dustin. Always great to visit with you.
All right. That's Dave Carter with the National Bison Association here on the Farm Show. Back after this.